Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
No, this is
Hello.
Deborah. Hello.
Oh, hi, Deborah. Sorry. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fantastic. So I am the host of the Lazy Teeth Show. So what we will do right now is just a pre-recorded show. We will clean it up and we will play it probably the next week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you hear
That
me
sounds awesome.
okay?
I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, because I've been having some issues with my phone. And
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
yes, the volume isn't up as loud as it should be. And wouldn't you know, my air conditioning, I'm sitting near a vent, and the air conditioning just clicked on. But yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay, so this part is already recorded. So we will pause this and we will start with the intro of the show and then a pre-recorded version of and my voice of your bio. And then I bring you on. So pretend that we already done all that and we will be starting right now. Okay. Welcome, welcome, Deborah, to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And knowing that you're here with me right now, that was a very impressive biography, by the way. Very
Oh, thank you.
accomplished. So for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, because as you heard earlier, this show has been listened over 48 countries. So how did you start writing? What gave you the inspiration? Were you always a writer since childhood, since a little girl, or that something that developed within time, within something happened to you and you thought, I need to write this story down. How did that all started for you?
Right, my inspiration came just from living my life. I was a school administrator. First, I was a teacher known as Family Consumer Sciences, which is formerly home economics. So I always maintained close relationships with the parents that I worked with. But as I became a school administrator, principal, and I worked at the district level, I began to see that there was a problem with family engagement. So I told myself that someday I was going to address this problem by writing a book. So my inspiration came by seeing deficits as it relates to families not really having strong relationships with educators, educators not having strong relationships with parents. So that's where the journey began. A couple of years ago, I literally retired. I took an early retirement to focus on the passion that I just explained, and I was able to finish my first book.
Beautiful. Congratulations, by the way,
Thank
for
you.
following that dream and for being able to pursue it. Because a lot of people, a lot of us have those amazing dreams, but we do nothing with it. And one of the things that I noticed too, especially volunteering in retirement homes, one of the things that I hear the most is, I wish I could have, I regret not to. And I guess that's not going to be your case. One of the things that is very, very important for us right now is to hear. I love the title of the book and hence the information that you gave us about helping kids and parents. The Broken Pieces, loved it. So who came up
Thank you.
with that title? Was you welcome? Was it yourself? Was it the publishing company? How did that title came about?
It came to me. I'm a very religious person, and I believe that the Lord does speak to us in different ways. And this title just really came to me because no matter where you work, no matter what your calling is, there are segments of what you do that you feel is broken in a sense. So I feel like my calling is to repair broken pieces as it relates to family engagement. So this whole title came to me based on that. And as I wrote the book, the whole title came, I needed to awaken a system that would result in positive relationships being established. And ultimately, I developed a system known as engagement fusion. So that's how the whole book came about. That is the title of the
And
book.
I think I love it. I love it. And I think one of the things that, especially that you are a believer, so do myself, you know, the Lord gives us different inspiration, different ways of us, you know, showing the Lord to other people. And obviously, you were divinely inspired. I believe that strongly, strongly. And, you know, for you to be able to be an instrument and to show that is, what would you say that the genre is of this book?
Well, it has so many different components. It's an education book. Another genre is the fact that it is nonfiction, the fact that it is self-help, it's family relationships, and I don't have a very, very strong statement about being a believer, don't have very strong information from the Bible, but if you read the book, the things that I am promoting are so aligned with what Christ teaches, loving others, having compassion, and it's all aligned with acceptance, respect, and affirmation, which is what engagement fusion is all about. So the bones of the book is based on Christianity, but it's also based on the message that if we as parents, and I'm a mom, if we as parents want our children to be successful, we have to assume the responsibility of engaging with educators. But the first book, this book that we're talking about, accentuates the role of educators in taking the lead and fostering the relationships. But there's more to come. I have a second book to write. And my second book is going to be called Are You
Wow.
Responsible for the Broken
You
Pieces? Because parents have a part to play in this too.
you
I
are
will be.
writing a second book. My goodness,
I
good for
will
you.
be.
Congratulations.
Thank
Wow. That deserves
you.
an applause. Good for you. One of the
Thank
questions
you.
that I wanted to ask you, Deborah, before I forget, that is very important. Who do you think it could benefit? And I think you already touched a little bit on that, you know, parents and children, but who else would you say that will be able to benefit from your book?
Yes, my target audience is very broad. It includes anyone that educates, develops, and cares for children who have to interact with parents. So that would be any educator imaginable, anyone who works in a school, anyone who coaches children, those who work in the behavior, physical, mental health field. The list is almost endless, but I also want to include those individuals who were enrolled in college and university programs who were studying to become educators, or those who will be working with families. There are no courses really, college courses devoted to developing the relationships with families. I think that in college, individuals will study ways to engage, ways to get the parents involved. But my whole focus looks at family engagement from the lens of relationship building. Because if you have authentic relationships with families and families have authentic relationships with educators, then the students will flourish. They will improve, they'll make gains, as opposed to students floundering because the parents are totally absent from the process. So to get back to your question, the book is targeted to those who endeavor to help support children in their lives.
Beautiful. Do you see this book being right now in the American school boards or even perhaps in library? Is that your intention to obviously to sell it as to as many people as possible? And if you guys are wondering, do not worry. I will ask where we can find the book. But I wanted to ask you, the theme of the show is tell us who you are and what you do and contact info, mm-hmm. anything new. You already told me that you're writing a book, so that question has, you're writing a second book, so that question has been covered. But perhaps looking forward to something new, meaning you probably are wondering, can I have this book in the curriculum or perhaps in school's library in the States?
Right. I hope that the book will be distributed widely, globally. But the other piece to all of what I'm doing is that I am putting the finishing touches on my e-learning course. I developed a course that goes hand in hand with the book so that if individuals want to take the e-learning course, they could do that. As they read the book, or they could take the course instead of reading the book or just read the book alone. But the e-learning course will be available. My target date is the 16th of September, which is in about a week or so. And individuals, the target audience that I spoke of, will be able to go to my website to access the course. The course can be taken in up to 20 to 30 hours, depending on the individual's rate of reading and so on. Meaning, they could take their time with the book. There are 11 modules that will be completed, and when an individual finishes the book, they will get a certificate of. The course. They'll get a certificate of completion. And the courses for what I am providing, individuals will pay thousands of dollars for a course like this, but I am only charging $150 in U.S. funds for this because I want people who work in some of the distressed areas where the level of diversity is high, but funds are low. I want individuals to be able to afford this course. The name of the course is Increasing Family Engagement for Educators by Repairing the Broken Pieces.
Look at you. You're so progressive. I'm so impressed. I think this is the second. I've been doing the show for about 4 years now, and I don't hear a lot of people turning their book into an e-learning course. So good for you for being so proactive and thinking out in the future. And I believe, especially here in Canada, we have a lot more harsher winter than you friends in the States. So I believe that a lot of our kids will be e-learning, and people in university too, e-learning, online courses is that is the way to go, definitely, definitely. Very impressed, Deborah. Deborah, before we're starting to run out of time, and by the way, guys, this is a pre-recorded show. We did it last week, and unfortunately, you're not able to call in to ask questions or comment because the show is pre-recorded. However, if you would like to send your info, you can always send it to me at show@lizzie.com, and I will pass it to Deborah. But she will give us all the information, website, and where to get the book right now. So, Deborah, where can people find you?
Right. First of all, my website is www.drdeborahmveren.com. That's Dr. Deborah Invereen.com. And then there's Amazon and then Barnes & Noble. I am also on social media, on LinkedIn, Twitter, and my Facebook page under Dr. Deborah M. Vereen. And then I have no problems giving my email. It is DMAURICEV@gmail.com. As far as services, I am available for remote speaking engagements and limited live engagements. I don't have any problems being a guest writer. You can follow me on my blog on medium.com. And then as we're doing now, I'm available for podcasts, radio, television, interviews.
Beautiful. This lady really, really knows how to promote herself. Love it. There's nothing I have to do. So sometimes it's like pulling teeth, and sometimes it's easy as Deborah. And I think you should guys take some note. So if you didn't get that information, everyone, not to worry. I have a link right on my social media. She will be on my Twitter, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and obviously I will transcript this into my YouTube channel for you to be able to get in touch with her. There's probably a lot of videos and podcasts that she's on, the invited, and I'll have the links for you to be able to connect to you that are here in Canada. If you're looking for somebody like her to speak in your stage, please do not hesitate to contact her. She has left her email. One of the things that I love to ask these questions to everyone, and you are not going to be the exception, Deborah. For people that are struggling, they're learning, and I actually have a personal experience. I had to take my daughter to a special assessment because she was not following the regular curriculum. She has a lot of issues, and a lot of parents are going through that type of struggles as well. I mean, obviously, our prayer is very, very important for kids. As a parent, as a Christian parent, we need to pray for our kids day and night. But they're not seeing help. Any recommendation for a parent out there that is struggling with a learning disability, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very important for parents to recognize that they do have choices in their child's education. No matter what medium the child takes or road they take, the path they take for an education, guess what? All the children will meet at the end of that road. I had my daughter in a very prestigious private school, and as she progressed, I realized it just didn't fit who my daughter was. She's an athlete, and she needed time to develop as an athlete. So she is being cyber-schooled. So, again, school choice makes a difference for children. And when children have unique needs, it's very important that schools work with families to support the child where they are. And if a parent doesn't find that the school is doing that, the parents need to be the one to take the lead in communicating expectations to the school so that the accommodations will be made, so that the supports will be in place. And if the parents cannot do it alone, there are so many resource agencies available that will stand with the parents, advocate for the parents, go with the parents into the schools to communicate the expectation. So there are ways that needs can be met when children have styles of learning that may be different from the majority of the students. And again, it's okay for parents to take a stand and to exercise their right to choice, whether it's through a charter school, whether it's cyber, private, public, you name it. The choice is out there, and as parents, we need to take the initiative.
It's so true. It's so true. And I remember going through different psychiatrists and with different assessments until I found a solution, because I believe my mom always say that always a solution for a problem. Always. It might take a little a while, but there's always a solution to a problem. And
absolutely.
This is great, so do not give up. Yeah, do not mm-hmm. give up, parents. And if you need assistance at all, reach out to Deborah. Perhaps she could give you some words of advice, especially if you are here in the States, or if you are here in Canada. Definitely, I can guide you through what I went through and help you out that way. But don't forget the book. The book is amazing. It will definitely help you. And now with the e-learning course, it's even better. The name of the book is The Broken Pieces. Repair the Broken Pieces. Love it. Love it. And you can find it at Amazon, but not to worry. I will have the links on my social media. Facebook /LizzyTradio, The Lizzy Show on Instagram, the Lizzy Show on Twitter, and obviously our YouTube channel. So it is great. Deborah, I can't believe we're starting to run out of time. Half an hour is going by so quickly. But one of the things that I love to ask you before we cut off, love to find your wisdom, any words of advice to somebody perhaps that is on the other side of the world and having that difficult to finish that book or to start that book. And I believe that everybody has a book inside of them. Everybody has a book inside of them, a story to share. What would you say to them to have that book out, to get published or to find ways, or what should they do not to give up writing that special book that somebody will benefit?
Right. A person does not want to spend their final days on this earth, their final moments on this earth, questioning what would my life have been if I would have done whatever. It would be a terrible thing to look back on your life and think, oh, you know what, there was a book inside of me. There was a profession inside of me. There was something, some words, a song or whatever, that I never acted on, that I never gave to others, that I never completed. So it's so important if you feel that sense of calling, whatever that urge is, you've got to act on it, because you will be impacting maybe one person, maybe a group of people. You may impact the entire world just by moving in the direction of your calling. So the time to do it is now. Don't wait until it's too late. Do it now.
Beautiful. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
This is awesome. So if you are listening right now, if you have questions or perhaps doubts or even wondering, what is this book all about? Very intriguing. Don't hesitate to click the links that I will be posting here, right? Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, but also all my social media. And the show, by the way, is pre-recorded. I know you probably feel like calling in and asking a question. I apologize. This was set up so we can do pre-recorded the previous week, and we're playing it today. But we might have her back. You never know. She is working on a second book. My goodness, I'm still trying to finish my first. And she would definitely help you out with any questions, any concern, or guide you or give you information wherever you need to go. And that's it for now, guys. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're in the Lizzy Show. Deborah, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, sharing your expertise, sharing so much information. My goodness, you are very popular on social media, and love what you have to offer. Praise God for everything that you do. This has been great. Any last word?
No, I don't have any last words except for thank you very much for the opportunity. My goal is to help young people. And the greatest responsibility for me is to get the word out about engagement fusion so that educators will realize the importance of accepting, respecting, and affirming their parents, because when they do that, parents will engage.
And thank you for the opportunity.
It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you here today. And hopefully we'll have you back again with another episode with beautiful Deborah, which it has so much to give. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you. I
have
love
a
to
wonderful
come back.
Evening.
Thank have you.
Fun. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Years where we include music in our shows, so
okay.
So that's pretty much it. Hello?